clothing, even though they're shchokin, even though they're a little bit ruined, even though they're not so they're not such nice clothing, but you can allow to wear shchokin miyotze with them also. So Rashi learns the rabbi shchokin shekshirim l'chol avoida. It's a ribuhil yilbosh. It's kosher for any avoid. You can wear shchokin also. Avavach lo yim kroyim. But you have to be careful. They're not torn. If they're torn, they're puzzled. If they're dirty, they're puzzled. Shchokim just means they're old begotten. That's all. This is not our passion now of Reb Dosi's Drosha. Good. So this is the way Reb Dosi dashens here. This is the way Rebbe dashens. Matam lo mi yubosh is the rabba says shchokim. And Melo Rebbe holds v'nichem shom. That's what the Pasuk says v'nichem shom. Not over here. The Pasuk later says by these big day loven when the Kohen Gadol gets finished using them v'nichem shom, you should leave them there. Rebbe Dashin's Malame Chetuni Gneza. That's Rebbe Shetasai. That since it's a Kedusha Chamura, a Kedusha Kala can't use it. So a Kohen Hegdi cannot use it. So therefore it's Toyin Gneza. You have to bury it. That's the way Rebbe Dashin's. Rebbe Daisi, what does Rebbe Daisi do with that Pasuk later? How the Pasuk says, V'nichem Sham, Mashma, you have to leave it there. And according to Rebbe Daisi, those four begodim, a Kohen Hegdi is allowed to use it the whole year. So what do you mean, V'nichem Sham? So Daisi says no. Ruin hay in the Kohen Hedyot. A Kohen Hedyot is allowed to use those begotten the whole year. What does the Pasuk say? You should leave it there. You don't have to leave it there according to Rabbi Daisi. It just means yishtamish bem yom kippur macher. It just means the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear those four begotten the next year. Every year he has to have a new set of big day loven. That's what the Pasuk is saying. V'nichem shom means from the gate to the Kohen Gadol. After Yom Kippur, when you finish using your big day loven, you have to leave it. You can't use those begadim anymore. But enechnam, your Kohen head, you could use it throughout the year. So good, this is the machlokes Rabbi Daisa and Rabbi Yehuda. If how do you dash in this pasuk of Yilbash al Basari? The Tanakama dashins, you have to have all four begadim. L'chur, that's like Rabbi Yechanan. And l'chur, according to Rabbi Daisa, it's come to teach us other halachis. So the meaning is that you only have to have two begadim and not more. It should be around like Rish Lakish. So the more my labokim if lugi. The mass sovra avoidi. We have you the whole, the true masdeshin is called an avoidi. That's why you need all four begadim. O mass sovra lab avoidi. Rabbi Doi says no, he holds like Rish Lakish. That even a kind apostle could do the avoidi. True masdeshin. It's not called an avoidi. And you only have to wear these two begadim and not four begadim. Because that's the machlaikis here. The more says light. Maybe no, you have no right. This should be the machlaikis. I tell you really the kula yalmo avoidi. According to both of them, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Doisa, they're both moided the true matadeshin is a mitzvah avodah, and avad you have to wear all four begodim when a kohen did it, and it has to be a kohen kosher that's doing it. So what's the machlokes then? This is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Doisa. Ma sava tzricha krol rebuya. Rabbi Yehuda holds, I need the pasuk to tell me that. Would it just read the pasuk itself? Need the avad and michnis say avad? I would think it's maybe like a shlokish. It's maybe not an avoider, and you only have to wear these two begodim. That's why the Pasuk has to say, Yilbash, no, the teachers know that the true Mahadeshin is called an avoider, and avadi, you have to wear all four begodim. That's the Yehuda Shita. That he holds, I need the Pasuk to teach me this. If the Pasuk wouldn't have said it, I wouldn't know it. But now that I have the Pasuk, that's what it's teaching me, that true Mahadeshin is called an avoider, and I need all four begodim. That's the Yehuda Svara. Omar Sava Rav Daisi holds, Leitzricha Kro, Lerebuya. No, he also holds like Rabbi Yechanan. He also holds true masdeshin is called an avoda, but he holds that in svarim. Like my avada, why not? Avada, true masdeshin is called an avoda, and avada, you have to wear all four begodim. The pasuk only says these two begodim. He holds in svarim, like Rabbi Yechanan said. The pasuk is saying these two begodim to teach us new halachas here. That me the avad, you have to wear your clothing a perfect fit, not too long, not too short. Or mechne sevad, you want to teach us that you have to put on the mechassayim first and nothing goes before that. That's why the Pasuk says these two begodim. But avad and avad, I know, is called an avad, the true masadeshin. And avad, you have to wear dalal begodim. That's what Rabbi Daisi holds. Therefore, what does he do with the word yubash abasarai? He dashes something else from it. But not the pshat he holds like Rish Lakish svarim. It could be everybody holds like Rabbi Yechanan. That avad, the true masadeshin, is called an avad. And avad, you have to have the dalal begodim. Alright, stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Chof Dalet.
Yeah, 6 lines down. The ending more. Boy, Rav Ovin. Rav Ovin has to Shiloh. Trumas Hadeshin Bekama. We have a mitzvah, Trumas Hadeshin, every day in the morning. We're supposed to take out the shovel full of the ashes off the Mizbeach. How much do you have to take off? Bekama. How much is the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin? How much ashes do you have to have in your shovel? Mitrumas Maisa Yafinilo. If you learn it out from Trumas Maisa, it's 1/10. Hey, it's 1/10 of all the ashes there you have to take out to do the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. Oy Mitrumas Midyon Yafinilo. Or else, no, we'll learn it out from the loch of by Midyon, there was also a truma. How much you have to give away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Rashi says, Mitrumas Maisa Yafinilo. To the Harim Tziv, it says over here the Harim, you should pick up. Veloshen v'hara moysem imenu. Ve'evei bo'imid echod mi'asar. Maybe means 1/10. V'deshen ha'marocha. It's 1/10 of all the yeshes on the marocha, on the mizbeach. That's how much you have to take off with the truma tzedeshen. That's the one side. Oy mitrumas midyon. Te'echtiv ha'ri moysem mikem la'ashem. Echod nefesh mi'chome shemeyas. 1 of 500, that's what you have to give Lashem from the what they captured from Midian. So there it also says Lashon of Haremos, pick up. So here it also says Lashon Behirim Mesadeshin. What does Behirim Mesadeshin mean? Does it mean 1/10? Or does it mean 1/500 of how much ashes are there? That was the Shaila. So Mori answers, Tosh Shema coming here, a different side altogether. Titani Rebbe Chia, Chia learned like this. Nema kan veherim. It says over here by the mitzvah truma sadeshen veherim esadeshen. Venema lahalan. It says by another parsha later veherim mehen. It says also loshin veherim. By a mincha you have to take out a kemitza. Is ma lahalan bekoimtsoi? Just like later when it says loshin veherim, it means bekoimtsoi. You have to take a handful. That's what's called veherim. Is af kan bekumtsoi? Here also, how much ashes do you have to have in the machtom? At least a molekumtsi. That's all. If you have more, it's also good. But at least you have to have is like three fingers full of the ashes. That's the limud. Because even though at the beginning there were two different stodim, there was a sad learn out from Trumas Meiser or from Trumas Midyon, the Gemara is perched to the third Shaila. It says from Veherim and Veherim that it means molekumtsi. Like Rashi says, Toshima, the Maharomas Koimet Yafinun Lo. You can't have less than a handful of the ashes. If you want to have more, you can have more. But you can't have less than one handful. You can't say the Pasuk wants you to bedavka take a handful of the ashes. You can't do that. You can't put your hands in the boiling ashes and take out the handful. You'll burn your hand. So the pasuk doesn't mean you have to have a kemitza like by a mincha. There it means mamash a kemitza. You take your hand, and take the three fingerfuls, take a kemitza. Here it just means like boimid, at least amount that would fit into a kemitza, into a handful. But if you have more, it's also good. But you don't have to have too much more. That's enough to do the mitzvahs of Trumas Hadeshin. So Tosfos speaks out, the Chur of the Kasher is though, if it's so pasha to the Gemara, why wasn't this one of the first two tzedodim? Like Abyssal Madna, first the Gemara has two different tzedodim, and then the Gemara is pushed to the third side, the Chur of the third side is pushed. It says, Mamash Veherim Veherim in the same Parsha. At the end of the top Tosfos, so he says, Avo Teimeli, Maishnad Lo Nestafik Oime Meherim Mimeno Bekoimtsoi. Like, why didn't right away we have this first side? You can't learn out from kemitza. Because kemitza, the pshat is, your mamish taking a handful. That's called kemitza. Here, the havamina was, you can't put your hands in the burning ashes and take out a handful of ashes. So that's why the Moran Havamina didn't want to learn out from Kemitza. It wants to learn out better from either Trumas Meiser, or else to learn out from Trumas of Midyan. But the Maskoner is now, we can learn since it says Veherim Veherim, we learn out still. Since in both parts it says the exact same word, Veherim Veherim, we do learn out that Veherim Esadeshin, but the Trumas Esadeshin means you have to have at least a handful of ashes. Even though you can't get the hands home, you only take a shovel and put the shovel into the ashes, but get at least enough ashes that you would think could fit into your hands full. Omar Rav, Rav says a lot like this. Arba avoidus, there are four different avoidus by Kodeshim that Zar chayev aleihem misa. If a Zar, and there's not a Kohen, or he's not wearing his big day kuna, he's called a Zar, if he does the avoidus, he's chayev misa. So even though there are a lot of all the avoidus to Chura, a Zar is not allowed to do. But the Chiddush is, when does he have a chayev misa? His other avoidus that we do, there's not a chayev misa. There are four avoidus, though, if a Zar does, he's chayev misa for it. Like Rashi says, arba avoidus. Afal pisha kula muzra leim of a Zar ain't chayev misa ela biarba. Even though a Zar can't do any of the avoidus, but I call upon him by four of them, he gets misa. To the forest biyosel. Like, we'll soon explain why. So, the Torah Shana Musa speaks out, even though the Zar chayev leim misa mishum biyas rekonis. Like if a Zar walked into the base of Migdash, I'm only chayev for being reconnaissance for going good for nothing. Or else, obviously, goes in the Gemara later. About the Sheva HaZoyis Bifanim. All right, we'll soon see. We'll leave that. We'll soon see. But I call upon him, Rav is saying that there are four avoidis that if a Zar does, he has a chayev misa. Zerika. If he does the avoidis Zerika by any carbon after they make the dam, he takes the dam and spritzes it on the Mizbeach, he's chayev misa for that. Fihak Torah. If he takes any of the emurim, or the fats, or the meat that has to be burnt, and they put it on the Mizbeach, he's chayiv misa for that avoider, if a Zar does it. For nisuch hamayim, if he makes nisuch hamayim, he's chayiv misa. For nisuch hayayin, or else by menachis, they bring a nisuch hayayin also. They bring the yayin, or for the korbanos, they bring a nisuch hayayin. If they pour the nisuch hayayin on the Mizbeach, they have a chayiv misa. So that's what Rav says, only these four avoiders, and nothing else. We'll soon see the pasuk why. For Levi, Levi says no more than that. Af trumas hadeshen. If a Zar would do the avoid in the morning of the Trumas Hadeshen, that's also called an avoidum, and a Zar is chayiv misa for that also. V'chein toni lebi b'mas misa, we learned in a braisa like this, that av Trumas Hadeshen, that even for the avoid, if a Zar does the Trumas Hadeshen in the morning, he'll also have a chayiv misa. So tomorrow, my time with the Rav, what's Rav's time that he says only these four, only Zerika Haktara, Nisach Mayim, and Nisach Hayayin, and nothing else? T'chtir, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Yudches, the Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, V'yato uvonecho itcho, tishmur es kunatchem, l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach, ulemibes la paroiches, v'yavadetem, that's one drosha, yishtu en avoida, avoides matona, another type of a drosha, it has to be an avoides matona, now eten es kunatchem, I give it to the Kohanim, they do these type of avoides. Ava v'hazor, hakorev yumas, if the Zar comes and does one of these avoides, he has the chiv misa. This is the posik about if a Zar doesn't avoid her, he has a chiv misa. The end of the posik, v'hazor hakorev is yumas. But the first part of the posik says, v'yavadetem and avoidus matona. These are the two types of an avoidus that if a Zar does, it's chayiv misa. So we dash in like this. Avoidus matona v'loy avoidus silik. The posik says, avoidus matona means it has to be an avoid of giving something to the Mizbeach. And not an avoidah of taking something away from the Mizbeach. Therefore, Rav holds the Trumas Hadeshen, if a Zar does, he's potter from Isa. Because that's called an avoidah silik. What is the Trumas Hadeshen? You're taking away the yeshes from the Mizbeach. You're not giving anything to the Mizbeach. So according to Rav, a Zar is not chayiv misa. It has to be avoidas matona. It has to be an avoidah that you're giving to the Mizbeach. Like Rashi says, avoidas matona. Sha'ata noisein al ha-Mizbeach. V'lo yavoidah silik. Shato Mesalek Vesarmi El Mizbeach. Could go in Trumas Hadeshen. That's Rav's Svar, the Trumas Hadeshen, if a Zar does, he's poti, he has no chiv misa. Vaita, then the Pasuk says, before that, Vavadetem, what does Vavadetem mean? Avoide Toma. It could have just said Vavoide. It says Vavadetem, Tam, means Avoide Tama. It has to be the end of the set of an Avoide. Voloy Avoide Shish Achre Avoide. And not the type of an Avoide that something else has to be done to finish it off. Like Lamashol, Shchita, Kabbalah, and Halacha. Those are the beginning of the avoidus to get the dam to make this Rikas Adam. So if a Zar would do the avoid of Kabbalah, he would not be Chayiv Misa. Because Kabbalah Sadam, that's not the end. That's not called an avoid of Tomo by dam. What's the avoid of Tomo? What's the last avoid with the dam? That's the Zrika. So therefore, if you do a Zrika, for that a Zar is Chayiv Misa. That's called an avoida toma. It's finished the avoida. Like Rashi says, avoidas, avoida toma, avoida shi goimeris. It finishes. Umetamemes es adover. For loy shi yesh achre avoida. Not that you have something else yet to do. Kegoin shchita v'kabol v'haylocha. Shi yesh achre zrika. Because you have afterwards to do the avoida zrika. Abu zrika, when you do the zrika sadam, that's called an avoida achrein shibadam. That's the last avoida you have to do with the blood. The chain haktara, the same thing by burning the fats or the meat. The kaimitz mincha either the kemitz you made from a mincha, or else the evorm of pedorim. That the last thing you do with the pedorim and the evorm, the pieces of meat and the fats, is to burn it on the mizbeach. So the haktara, burning the fats, that's called an avoida toma. That if the zayin does, he's chayiv misa. V'chein nisach hayayin b'chol hashana, v'chein hamayim b'chag. That's the end of the avoida, pouring the yayin, pouring the mayim on the mizbeach. So for that, the Zayin is chayiv misa. That's the way Rav dashens. That we avad the tem. The tem means an avoida tomo, an avoida smatona. The drasha is an avoid of giving something and not a true masadeshen, which is taking away from the mizbeach. That's the way Rav dashens. So what's Pshat Levi? Why did Levi say Azaris Chayiv Misa for the avoidance of Trumas Adeshin? So the more of a Levi, Ribi Rachmono, the Torah is Marbe, L'chol Dover HaMizbeach, it says. It says, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. So the next relation, L'chol, everything, is coming to be Marbe, something else. L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. So that's the Ribi. Rashi says, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, L'rabois Avoida Silik. The teacher says, yes, even chayiv for an avoida of taking away from the mizbeach. As avoida tomhi, im avoida tomhi, if it's an end of an avoida, could go in trumas adeshin, that's the end of its avoida. So even though it's an avoida siluk, according to Levi, chayiv, because the Torah was marbim, lechol devar hamizbeach. That's a riba even for an avoida siluk, as long as it's an avoida toma. So the mar of a Rav, what does Rav do with this word, lechol devar hamizbeach? Rav, who he needs it, la suya sheva hazoyis shebechnim, that sometimes by a par that's done in the pnim, you have to have seven hazoyis, you have to spritz the dam seven times in the inside, in the heichel. The sheva mitzayra, who are then the seven spritzes you do by a mitzayra? That even though it's not in the chutz, it's in the pnim, still you chayim for that also. So Rashi learns sheva hazoyis shebechnim, shemaza ala proichis, mi par helem dover, a par mashiach, the shoyom a kepurim. I would think this is not called on the Mizbeach. Like you don't put that dam on the Mizbeach, you put it in the Heichel towards the Pareches. So I would think the Pasuk only says you need an Avodah on the Mizbeach. That's why it says, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, not only dam that goes on the Mizbeach, but even this type of zrikon that the kohen is supposed to do in the fnim in the heichom towards the pareches, if a zar would do it, he's also chayiv misa. That's the way Rav learns. That's the chiddush of the word lechol dvar hamizbeach. But avad it has to be an avoidus matono and not an avoidus siluk. Therefore, Rav says for the trumas adeshin, you're potter. You're only chayiv an avoidus matono, something you're giving. So what's the chiddush lechol dvar hamizbeach? That even the sheva hazoyes that are not done on the mizbeach, it's only done on near the pareches, still yichayiv. What are yichayiv? Yichayiv misa. So on this, the Torah Tishonim is the kasha. What do I need a post to say is chayiv misa? For the hazor, he is, the imtoim apshita de zah chayiv alayim misa. Mishum bias rekonis. Like he's coming into the heichel now, he has no right to come in there. He's chayiv misa for bias rekonis, coming in without the right. So the Yishtomik says that will give a teretz. They're going, sheshogag bebiya. He made a mistake. He didn't realize he's not allowed to come in. So for that alone, he would be chayiv misa. But now that he's doing the avoida, he has no right to do the avoida. For that, he's chayiv misa. So even though this is not an avoida that's done on the mizbeach, it's an avoida that you spritz the dam in the heichol towards the preiches, that's the chiddush still is zaras chayiv misa. That's the extra word here, l'chol dvar hamizbeach. So the more of a Levi, why does Levi use the word l'chol dvar hamizbeach for this? It's an echanami. For Levi, nafkalei midvar, and v'chol devar. Like it says in two extra words here. It says, l'chol devar hamizbeach. Devar hamizbeach is one ribui. What does that have to say, l'chol? Teach us two chidushim here. That first of all, the zrika, the seven azoes, shebefnim, yichayiv misa, and hu adin, for an avoid the silik, for trumas adeshin, also yichayiv misa. For Rav, why doesn't Rav make two drushes out of this? Devar, b'chol devar, loy dorish. She goes, no, that's an urcha, that's the derech to speak. L'chol devar ha-mezbeach. So there's only like one chiddush here. So Rav says the chiddush of l'chol devar ha-mezbeach is that even the hazois on the proiches, even though it's not on the mezbeach, also yechayiv misa. But still only in avoida maton, you're giving something, and not if the zar does in avoida siluk of taking out the truma tadeshin, for that he's potter, he has no chiyuv misa. For at the Gemara Akasha, the Ema, why don't we say like this? The Ema l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach klal. That's a klal. Mashm, any type of an avoida the zar does negate to the mizbeach, he's chayiv misa. Then the Pesach says, avoida smatono, it has to be dafkevin avoida of a maton of giving something to the mizbeach. Prat, let's say that's a prat, that's one case. So the klal now is always klal uprat ain't bechal el mashab prat. So there's a kash like on Levi. How does Levi know to use the word l'chol d'var mizbeach to be marba to add even in avoid the siluk? Maybe no. Maybe l'chol d'var mizbeach is a klal. True. But then the pasuk says avoid this matona, which is a prat. So the klal is klal uprat ain't bechal el mashab prat. So we should ask l'fiyam askonom that avoidas maton in a zar is only chayiv misa if it doesn't avoid them of giving something to the mizbeach of avoid the siluk lo, but by taking something away from the mizbeach like the truma tadeshin, the chur the zar should be potter. So the kashan lady, how does he know to be marba even an avoid the siluk is chayiv misa? So Gemara answers, Omakro, the pasuk says, Ula mi beis la pareches, the pasuk says.